been living in. Let me tell ya. And it's a world that man can eat at all. When things are big, that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing for us? And I'm giving up my love to this world, only to be told. I can't see, I can't breathe, nor my will with
me. Oh, yeah. Jamiroquai. It's not Maroon 5. That is Jamiroquai. That's not Maroon 5. For those of you out there that think it's Maroon 5, it's not. It's a guy from the 90s. His name's Jamiroquai. He dresses like a weird raver homeless guy. And I like his voice.
Me from a virtual insanity.
See, I've been spraying this shit in my throat, and I'm a magical singer now. Big day on the show. It's Broken Tail Dog, Josh Carter. I'm here. I have a big announcement for everybody. I know I've taken a little bit of a hiatus, so all the listeners that have emailed me, I'm sorry. But I had to make some moves. I have a really special addition to the show. I've been doing the show alone for 5 years, right? And the show has evolved into something that is, I think, more so than ever, super pressing, and something that needs to be brought to the forefront. And I was thinking about how can I make the show even more attractive to the female listeners. I mean, already I have on really great, strong female personalities on the show that have come on and shared amazing stories from sexual assault to how they're treated in the industry because of how they look. And that was the point of the show and its evolution. And now I have someone with me that is going to be my co-host, who not only adds validity to that conversation, but in the current climate of America and the new feminist movement, I feel like embodies all of that and allows me to say some really outrageous shit because she's here. without further ado, you guys know her. She's been on the show a lot. Now she's going to be with me permanently. The one and only Lux Suicide. Say hello to everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to the Broken
Yay!
Tale.
We've done it. I'm so excited.
What's so great about this is what people don't know. I mean, people do know, but if you don't know, Broken Tail Dog is not just a radio show. It funnels into like a production company. It's associated with producing Dating on Set as well as a bunch of other sketches and films. And the show is just kind of the catalyst that feeds all those different avenues. It is the ocean, if you will, that the rivers flow into. And now Lux and I
like
get to
veins.
Work. Exactly. Now Lux and I get to work not only on the show, but we also have some other stuff planned. It's really exciting. I'm so happy.
It's very
there.
Exciting. This is a great year.
It is,
it?
Right?
It is. It's been very productive.
I've been making so many different moves and carrying the weight, and it's been great, and I only prefer it that way. I actually hate working with other people.
I just hate other people, period.
I'm an isolated motherfucker, as the audience knows really well. So it took a lot for me to go, let's bring somebody else in. You know, that takes a lot for me.
You found someone else that doesn't like people.
Yeah, I found someone else that has a similar work ethic and also blatantly dislikes everyone that's ever approached them. And that is why I picked Luxy. So Lux was on the Broken Tail Dog Social Hour, the first live show. And it went so well, and our panel went so well, that I was like, okay, this could be something. Because I knew I needed a woman on the show regularly, because mm-hmm. I want to bring on, you know, I've already bring on a ton of models that have huge followings, and I think it's even more attractive to be sitting next to not only, I mean, this is a reality, and you can tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay,
we know that already. it's kind of why I have you here. When you're sitting next to another pretty girl that understands what you're going through. Mm-hmm. That's helpful.
Very.
Right?
It's relatable.
Because I'm a man. And even though I feel like I'm a very open-minded and I am the ultra-feminist kind of man, mm-hmm. but I'm a different kind of feminist. I believe in totally the equal rights and power of women. I totally love empowering women for showing their bodies. I think they should be able to do so. But I also hold mm-hmm. you accountable for bullshit. Like, I will never, ever... Like, I once had a woman reach out to me and be like... You're such a pig. Your show is a, you know, whatever. And in reality, she's like, you have all these sluts on your show. So there's a lot of women that wear a feminist hat. They're a fool of their own shit.
Yes.
And I cannot wait to blow the show
there's
up even
so
more with
many
you so I can call this
like
bitch
that.
Out. I can't wait. I got so much hate in me and revenge. Oh, man, Lux, I cannot wait. I got to get a little bigger before I can start really taking people down.
True. Well, we're on our way.
But
this one of my favorite young rising artists, Rocio, she has a t-shirt that says feminist with the female symbol. And then it says, like, who brought the whore? and it's like a girl at the party. Yeah. You know, that is so right now.
Yeah.
That is so many females right now.
Because this woman, I emailed her. She's a writer. And I thought, wow, she's really funny. Let's have her on. And mm-hmm. that's how I don't know many. Like I said, I'm isolated. So it's mm-hmm. not like I have a pool of people that know me. I'm literally cold reaching out to a lot of people. That's how I get people yeah. on the show. And I've been really fortunate. I've had a lot of very well-known models and performers on the show, as you know. And I reached out to this woman. I said, hey, I really like your stuff. Here's a quick summary of the show. And I send people a little, like, summary of the show. And it's kind of a copy-paste situation.
Yeah.
And that's just like anything else. So she reads the word model in it. She goes, I am not a model. And how dare you? You're the reason why women are having a hard time. You're a piece of shit. Like, just
oh my God.
Ruthless. I'm not one of these sluts that you have on. And I was like, I thought you're supposed to be moving, you know, the dial forward, not pushing it back. I mean, you're claiming you're a feminist, but you literally just shat on every woman that was on my show.
Yeah.
And then she has such a huge following of these fucking... See, I am not no liberal or extreme right. I fall in the middle. I love being a man. I like talking. Mm-hmm. I love the female form. I'm uh-huh. never, ever going to apologize for the fact that I love sex and I love women, but I will always be as respectful as possible. And I'm an insensitive person, just because I'm a comic, but I've been through years of therapy, so
you're
I understand.
Equally insensitive to everyone.
Exactly. I don't just pick and choose. It's everybody. So she has this huge following, and all these fucking dipshit, far-left-leaning wannabes uh-huh. were like, fuck him, not even knowing the story, not even listening to the show. And all I said was flat out, like, hey, listen, go listen to these two episodes. It's an episode where someone talked openly about being sexually assaulted, and it was another episode of someone talking about having an eating disorder.
And she had the nerve to call them sluts.
Exactly. I go, you tell me if I'm out there preaching the wrong thing. I'm giving a voice to people.
Yeah.
So they didn't see that. And once I said that, they all dropped it, but they still shat on me.
Of course.
So I couldn't fight back because I don't have the manpower to fight back. Mm-hmm. Unless you have a huge following, you lose, which sucks. It's a popularity contest.
It does suck. We're all numbers now.
Yeah. So bringing you on helps me in the sense that you are a strong, empowered female mm-hmm. and you're with me. So I must be doing something right.
Right.
Period.
I agree. So thank I would you. Tell you if you were wrong.
Well, I feel like you get off on telling me when I'm wrong, when I'm rarely ever wrong.
I do.
As the audience knows. Very, very rarely ever wrong. Segueing right in, this is actually a perfect segue. So Harvey Weinstein is in the news.
That is a perfect segue.
It's a perfect segue. So,
oh my God. He might be in the news more this week than Donald Trump, and that's
unbelievable.
Difficult. That's really hard.
It's interesting because I've been an indie filmmaker for years, mm-hmm. right? And I've also talked very openly about having issues with sex in the beginning of my 20s into my late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I've definitely blurred some lines in my work. Mm-hmm. I've never slept with anybody that I've worked with, mm-hmm. but I've slept with people after the fact. I've definitely flirted in the midst of work. I've mm-hmm. definitely done some things that now I think,
maybe it wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, I didn't really know the effects then, and now I know them a lot more. And then reading about this, you know, don't get me wrong, I never pulled my penis out and started masturbating in front of somebody that didn't ask for it.
Right.
Now some people have asked for it. And it has been a nice time, and you're welcome, those people.
Those people, there's so many.
Those peoples. But I thought this would be a great first topic for you on the show to mm-hmm. tackle, considering... You're a nude model.
Right.
And you're goddamn sexy. Oh, thanks. My God. Oh. Oh, she's just a beauty. I have to assume you've dealt with a little bit of this.
I dealt with some interesting cases when I first started nude modeling because I just wasn't experienced enough to weed out the creepy photographers. We call them GWCs in the industry. Those are the guys with cameras. They're not a photographer. They just own a camera. And they take a half-decent picture, and they tell you they're a photographer. They have all these connections, and if you're just young and dumb enough, or new enough, like I was, mm-hmm. you just believe them, you know? And I was building my portfolio. I was shooting art nude for trade, so just get me the pictures back, edited
quickly.
Yeah, of course,
we all do that.
Right.
I still do that stuff.
So I definitely met up with some interesting characters. I was lucky enough to not be I want to. I mean, I was definitely like harassed in a sense, but not. Luckily, I was not raped. Mm-hmm. I could have been. I was in. I put myself in a couple scenarios where I absolutely could have been raped.
Sure.
And I thank God that I wasn't. But I worked with this one photographer who. He started off the shoot by offering me a drink, which I was like, that's weird. You know, we're supposed to be professional and not shoot with alcohol. But he's drinking a glass of wine.
Should I not be slamming this whiskey right now in front of you? Should I not be
you,
doing that?
You can slam whiskey. I know you.
Because I'm killing myself, not her. I'm slowly killing Josh,
I might start
not
slamming
Lux.
Whiskey. No, but he started with a bottle of wine that he was drinking. He offered me wine. I said, no, thank you. He asked me if I wanted water. I had my own.
Yeah.
So I already had, like, I mean,
was
I
that
always
you brought
happened...
your own water? I think Lux
I totally
is
did bring
here.
My own water, but
she's
I...
known me for years now, and she's still... The first time I ever had Lux on, she literally tweeted she was coming here. I had already done 90 shows at that point, but she still tweeted like I was going to do something to her, so she had a fucking record.
Everyone, I'm going to hang out with Josh Gardner.
And I was like, God damn, I must have a terrible
I will be at this location.
Looking forward to being at 31 blah, blah, blah
Here's
Street.
Here's a picture of what I'm wearing today.
So you can see how these women would be scared to say no.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean,
I felt
this
awkward declining
no
a glass
this
of wine.
Is, this guy's the head of a fucking major, major
no,
production
this is
company.
Some. This was some nobody photographer. Yeah. You know what? This guy, I mean, this is ballsy.
Right?
Don't you think someone's going to tell? He
That's
did this to.
He
harassed
is,
Gwyneth Paltrow, who mm-hmm. was with then boyfriend Brad Pitt.
Yep.
Brad Pitt went and threatened him. Doesn't he think that that's going to leak? Throughout yeah. Hollywood?
Well, that's
I mean,
how
it probably
powerful
did.
He is, though. This is what's great and awful about power. It really fools you that you have everything under your control. And I could see why this guy would mm-hmm. think, who the fuck is going to tell on me? I win people Oscars.
Right.
How are you going to tell on me? I make you money and I win you Oscars. I mean,
and
he treats everybody
what if
like shit.
Paltrow thanked him in one of her award speeches
yeah.
long after this had even happened.
Hey, do you think it becomes about value, right? You know, like, Bill Cosby was doing what he was doing for 50 years.
Oh
40
God,
years,
that's like a
right?
that's an even better example.
But
like,
he was doing
fuck?
It even during the Cosby Show when it was the number one show on television. So there was a lot to risk for everybody.
Yeah.
So when everybody's making money off of you, no one will say anything bad about you. When
people
are getting
apparently,
things,
but right.
are they saying now this guy has basically outworn his welcome to a point where now this is happening? Because I'm reading the article and it looks like this was something I was supposed to pop off earlier when the Oscars were coming from Ronan Farrow, who we all know is Woody Allen and Mia Farrow's kid, but he claims he's Frank Sinatra's kid. Who knows? Whatever. That's a whole separate story. But the point being is that this was supposed to drop a long time ago. It's obviously something that that's coming out now that everyone kind of knew was a dirty little open secret
in Hollywood,
the industry.
Right.
I've even heard about I've had women on the show that have mentioned this to me. But I am in I'm nowhere near close to the source like the rest of these people are. It was just kind of in passing. I've heard this. I mean, is that what you think it is when people wear out their welcome or their value? Now it's like, well, fuck it. Now we can rat on them.
It's either that or they finally cross the wrong person.
Well, who's the wrong person? I mean, so in this situation, you think the wrong person is just someone that has no horse in the race and doesn't need Harvey Weinstein? So they're like, fuck them.
Maybe they just don't need him, or maybe they've just had it.
Yeah.
Maybe they just know this exists for a long time, and they're like, you know what? Someone needs to say something finally.
Because it's
you
like
know?
Going back.
I don't think it's strange that what's her name? It's Lauren Sieven. Mm-hmm. She's a reporter.
Yeah.
And this is like the best, you know, media
yeah.
coverage.
So
of
people
the week.
Are benefit as much. Some people are hypocrites too. Some people are really benefiting on jumping on the bandwagon, right?
Right.
So you look at Ben Affleck. So Ben Affleck came out and said some shit. Mm-hmm. Then about how he's so, you know, sickened by it. And then...
But I'm like, did you not
he's
know?
He's kind of a notorious guy. Like, so then the VJ from, like, TRL VJ or whatever, or some MTV VJ was
okay.
like, way back when, Ben groped me. Then Ben apologized for it, right?
Right.
This has all happened in the last 24 hours. And then Rose McGowan said some shit. She's been very vocal about Harvey Weinstein and then told Ben Affleck to fuck off. And Twitter
right.
suspended her account, which is kind of ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
It's very odd, man. We're in a very odd position where I feel like so much stuff's being unearthed and it's such a divisive situation we have here in our country.
It's very sticky.
It's like now women versus men,
I know.
The right versus the left.
It's always something.
It's more so than ever. It's
right.
nuts.
Right. It's not
nuts.
No, I posted something on Facebook the other day. I said we can't divide and conquer. That doesn't work.
No, not at all. It doesn't work.
That does not work. And that's what we keep doing. We just get more and more and more divided. Yeah, men versus women is ugly. This whole thing is ugly.
I actually wrote this note before before a lot more stuff came out. I wrote it a couple of days ago. I said, you know, is this solely heterosexual? Do powerful gay men in Hollywood do the same thing, but men choose to not come out and say anything? And then literally after I wrote these notes before we were doing the show,
yeah,
James Vanderbeek says he's been harassed. Terry Crews says that some guy grabbed his junk or something. I mean, this is like...
Oh, yeah.
And now they're coming forward saying it's a man thing, and it doesn't matter if you're heterosexual or you're gay. It happens
across the board
in every industry.
Right. I think it happens to men a lot, probably. In the modeling world, male models drop out of the scene, so fast. Male models have very short careers that I found, nude models, because they shoot for a lot of gay male photographers that will hit on them and make them uncomfortable. So male models just don't last in the industry. They get sick of it. They're underpaid, just like males in porn are underpaid.
Because no one really wants to see a naked man.
Right. It's all about the female.
Even women really
He's there
don't
as
want...
a prop.
He really is. I
he
mean,
is.
Really, women don't want to see a naked man unless it's a man you're interested in.
Right.
You have
or unless
kind
he's,
of
like,
interested.
Chiseled by, you know, like, I mean, a
but
Greek
even
god.
Then, you're like, all right. I mean, that's a nice to look at. But penises specifically, it's not something that women are like, I can't wait to look at penis today.
Right.
You want to see what's attached to it and hope it looks nice, but you know.
Right.
You're not like dying to see
You're not like, oh my God, let's go to this museum of penis and just look at penises.
Yeah, I could look at tits all day.
Look at tits all day too. I went to the sex museum and I went and I did the booby bouncy castle that
and
they have.
So
and I was just like,
you're
yay!
Like a teenage boy. Isn't that great?
Right.
You can be a total teenage boy. And when I act like that, people are like, what a fuck. Down with the patriarchy. What a fucking pig.
He's
down
a pig.
With the patriarchy, you fucking pig.
I'm the worst. I'm like, boobs, 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 boobs. I touch my friend's boobs. One of my good friends is pregnant right now. Her tits are enormous.
Let's get her on the show.
And I go and I grab her boob. She's like, don't you want to rub my belly? I'm like, yeah, he's cute too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like,
want to play
kid.
With your giant milk
yeah,
boobs.
Yeah, let me feed me.
But yeah, if you said that, they would like, slap you. Oh my God.
Well, I'm pretty charming. I probably wouldn't get slapped, but I would be like, God,
like
he
I'm
just
pregnant.
Really, he just really pushes the envelope.
My friend's just like, oh, I hate you. And I'm like, whatever, give me your big boobs.
I'm into that.
We got distracted by boobs.
Do you think... Okay. I think I grew up really awkward and shy, right? And I grew up not understanding how to understand women, how to talk to women. Even though I was raised by women, I didn't realize I already had the tools in me because I was raised by all women.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're raised by all women, you already have an understanding of them. You don't even know it.
Right.
But I was really awkward. And I remember thinking, man, if I just had some power, I didn't even call it power then. I just said notoriety, you know, just some kind of popularity. I could probably get the girls that I can't get now. Do you think having power is an incentive for men to get women? Like if you're an unattractive man and, you know, let's just call Harvey Weinstein unattractive, hypothetically. Let's just say he's not a handsome man. I don't think a lot of people find that guy handsome.
Really? Yeah, no, he's not attractive.
So do you think the incentives of getting power, a big part of it is not just the power itself, it's the women. If you're a heterosexual male in the industry, or even if you're gay, it's about getting men in your world. Especially when it comes to Hollywood, because everyone is usually pretty attractive.
Right.
Yeah.
But you'll have these beautiful actresses dating not so beautiful producer, directors, writer. Yeah, absolutely.
So where do we... I think there's two to tango.
I mean, power can be sexy.
Yes.
But in my personal opinion, I feel like you also have to be sexy.
Sure, it has to be something by that sexy. It can't just
be... Yeah, no, I don't want to be with the most popular, wealthy, successful man if he's ugly. I don't.
Yeah, you know. You have to have some attraction to him.
It's not about
conventionally attractive. It's about what you find attractive. You find him attractive as you, and that's fine.
Right.
I think this thing works both ways in some parts. I'm not specifically talking about Harvey Weinstein jerking off in front of people. That's a whole different subject. I'm talking there are definitely women out there that go, where are all the football players, the basketball players, the baseball players, the athletes hanging out? Where are all the producers at? Who can I – there are women out there that do chase that. I mean, there's a whole show called Wags where these women, their whole identity is being attached to the man that has all the – who's very prominent.
Right. that they're chasing. Yeah.
How do we hold people accountable for that, and also hold people accountable who are taking advantage of others because of their power? Who's to blame in the WAG situation? Is it the men for being like, I don't care if you want me for just because of the fact I'm an athlete, I'm going to take you because you're hot? And you fit a certain profile.
So then they have like a transaction. They have like a business transaction going on. I feel like that's fair.
Okay, so a transaction is fair.
I think that's fair.
So you think all these
it's,
men
it's mutually
know it.
Beneficial.
So even like Harvey Weinstein's wife, Georgiana, whatever, she's very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
That's a transaction because she's agreed to marry him. So whatever happens to their relationship is their relationship and they both know what the deal is. Like he has to know. If I'm some schmo on the street, even if I had a six-figure job, I don't know if I could score this.
Right. I feel like they have a transaction.
Transaction's a transaction. So they're both parties. It's all fair game.
That's what I think. I think it is fair.
But when you're calling people into your office and saying, hey, if you don't let me rub your shoulders and take your top off, we got a problem here. That's where shit gets raw.
Right. And the girl's like, but I'm just trying to do my job. That's where it's like, no, this is not a mutual transaction. You're being a dick.
What if the guys are too dumb to know that the girls don't want them for them? Is that on them?
I mean, I feel, you know what it is on them. Come on.
You think so?
Come on.
Come on.
You gotta know. Come on.
You gotta know, bro. She don't want you for you.
She could be fucking an underwear model. She's like hanging out with you because you buy her red bottom shoes. Come on.
I really love red bottom shoes too.
I know. I want a pair.
I bought my wife the red bottom shoes. It's my favorite. I obsess over her shoes.
You know what? I need a mutual beneficial. It's like the Seeking Arrangement website. See, for normal people who are not in Hollywood, you have the sugar daddies and the sugar babies.
I'm sure
you get
a sugar daddy.
That's all fair.
Yeah.
That's all fair. That's
what
they want to do.
For. Yeah.
Right. And she's signing up and he's signing up. I mean, who am I to judge?
A lot of women I dated that had sugar daddies.
Yeah.
You do sugar daddies. You pay for a lot of dates, and it was very nice of you.
I wish I wasn't so shallow.
I need someone to be attractive. Some of them didn't even sleep with the guy. Yeah.
But you know what? I would have to pretend to thoroughly care, and it'd be easier to just fuck them.
And you're impossible you don't care about anything.
I don't. So like, it would just be easier to like bend over. It would be easier.
Let's see how easy it is. All right, we gotta move on now. All right, so I am a former college football player. All my uncles coach either at the high school or collegiate level. Football has fed my family. It is a family business, if you will. To me, it is the greatest sport in the world. I realize a lot of you would rather play soccer, and I understand that, but football to me is life. And I feel like the NFL has now slowly but surely created themselves in a way so big that they are now very close to being the devil. And
that went deep fast.
It's brutal. It is brutal because, it's a world of, well, these guys make a lot of money, but at the end of the day, the owners are fucking ruthless, very fucking attentive and smart businessmen and
it's a business.
Savvy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these owners, in fact, probably about 95% of them, owning a team is a hobby to them. It's not how they make their money. Very few teams do the owners solely profit from just their football team. I mean, the two I have at the top of my head are the Raiders and the Chargers. Both of their owners essentially need that fucking money because the businesses that bought those teams, they no longer participate in. The Spanos is Dean's dad. There's Dean Spanos. His dad's Alex Spanos. Alex Spanos had a huge construction company, and that's how they made their money, and that's how they bought the Chargers back in the late 80s, I think, early 90s. Don't quote me. That being said, a lot of these teams, they don't fucking, owning a team is whatever. A lot of these guys put a lot of money in other people's pockets. A lot of these owners put money in fucking the coffers for the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. And now this whole thing about the standing up for the anthem or the kneeling of the anthem, it's kind of out of hand. I'm all for protest, but I think now we have to move on to the next phase. I think we need to be doing more. But I do believe in the right to protest. It is what it is.
Yeah.
The national anthem at one point had number of references to slavery that were removed. America is cloaked in racism. It just is.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people bringing up, what about Europe when they throw bananas at the players? Well, we're not Europe. I mean, that's on them. We got to start talking about us and what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I bring this up because Mike Pence last week this fucking clown. You know, this is the thing. You know, I'm going to speak openly about politics because I don't have a horse in the race. You know, I voted for Hillary Clinton because I thought she was the best candidate, but I also was forced to kind of vote for either one or the other, which I wasn't too happy about either. I would definitely vote for a conservative candidate if they brought some fucking sanity to the table. But all these people that are conservative have to seriously bring the element of religion and, you know, against abortion. I think that's horseshit. I in the reality of it all, one, okay, I'm going to try to rein myself in here. One, you, birth control saved my life a number of times.
Right.
To be quite frank, my parents had me at 18 and because of their religion had me, and they shouldn't have. I should have been aborted, you know?
But thank God you weren't.
Thank God, because I'm making the most of it. You're so lucky I wasn't. But I should have been aborted because it was stupid for them to have me with no money.
At 18, right.
Terrible, terrible family backgrounds, mm-hmm. tons of abuse, and they decide, let's have a baby. Stupid. Stupid on you. You're lucky I made a fucking go of it. Birth control and dating has saved me a number of times. I paid for an abortion, and it saved me because I was not ready to raise a kid, and it saved that kid's life because I was not prepared to raise a child, mm-hmm. and neither was the partner that I was going to have it with. It was not going to happen. It would not have been a good scenario, okay? Right. So I stand by, and I think more men need to stand up and talk about the fact that contraception has saved them. It's mm-hmm. not just women. It's saved them.
I know.
That,
we seem to be the only ones out loud arguing about it. And that's not okay. It's like, you know, we're helping you out too.
Totally.
Bro.
You know how many times
I've dropped seed?
Because
you don't like putting on a
seed?
Condom.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. Thank you so much, ladies, for doing the contraception. I thank you. My penis thanks you.
I love my pill.
It's the greatest invention ever.
I'm 32.
Penicillin
and
the pill. And
half Dominican and have no children.
I know. She's built for having kids, too. I mean, those hips. Are you kidding me?
But that's like unheard of.
Yeah, it really is.
Thank
it's
you,
unheard
pill.
Of. Your whole family
thank
must be
you,
like
magical
you,
pill.
They should hang your picture up somewhere in the Dominican Hall of Fame.
No, they're waiting for me to give them a kid. I'm like, I don't even have a boyfriend and you want a kid.
it's like they always want to put the fucking cart before the horse.
I know.
It's unbelievable. That's always the same way. When are you going to have kids? When I'm ready. I mean, Jesus Christ. You think I'm going to have a problem?
Are you
going
to pay for them?
Seriously.
They're expensive.
Totally expensive, and the world's not great right now. So my point being, this Mike Pence shows up to a Colts game. I was just at the Giants-Chargers game. The same day he was at the Colts game, I was at the Giants-Chargers game. Everyone is protesting. There's going to be at least one player at a minimum
absolutely.
On one of the teams that is going to either take a knee
or they're
or
all going to lock arms.
Or sit. There's going to be. And
or
he
not
knows
come out
this.
Of their locker room.
Totally. He knows this. Now, so he shows up knowing this, and I have no beef with him walking out. If that's how he feels, that's how he feels. It mm-hmm. goes both ways. Good for him. But don't fucking spend tax dollars
no.
on flying your monkey ass there with all that security,
mm-hmm.
$197,000 for this guy to show up for the anthem and walk the fuck out.
Unbelievable.
Meanwhile, there are people that he claims to represent, the blue-collar working American,
mm-hmm.
that pays an obscene amount of money to go to an NFL game.
Absolutely.
For a five, let's say you have two kids. For a five-person family, that's going to cost you at least $600 to take
yeah.
your family to a game, an
that's
NFL
insane.
Game. At least. And that's not counting the probably the hot dogs and the bullshit and the yep. parking and the gas that it takes to get there. And this guy has the audacity to get a fucking suite, stand there next to the owner, put his hand over his fucking heart and walk out. And I think that's horseshit. Don't fucking charge me for that, bro. Drive yourself there. Get
yeah.
your fucking whatever, your GMC, whatever
no,
you
drive.
No,
he did all that to make a statement.
Seriously, a dumb statement. It was a with all this shit going on with Puerto Rico, with the Vegas shootings, with
yeah.
all this stuff going on. This is what your administration felt they needed to
yeah.
do.
The money could have gone so many other directions.
And I'm
just
no
to
bleeding
go there and
heart.
Walk out.
I mean, you know me. The audience knows me. I'm no fucking bleeding heart, okay? I don't. It is what it is. I have a tough upbringing. I tend to kind of lean towards people doing things themselves. I tend to kind of do that. But don't be absurd. Don't preach to me that people need to do more things themselves. And then you go and spend $200K to show up to a game. You know what? I'd like to go sit in a suite at that game. At least stay and eat
yeah.
all the fucking chicken tenders and then walk out. Make your comment later.
No, it was rude.
I'm all fired up and I'm sweating.
It was beyond rude.
It's absurd and it's wasteful.
Unnecessary. He could have taken a Twitter.
He totally could have.
He could have just taken a Twitter to tell us how he felt.
He could have tweeted it up. Take to the twit.
If I was at the game today, I would have walked out.
If
save
I was there.
Save us $200,000.
Oh, yeah. All you go, hey, I refuse to go to any NFL game until the players stand.
Yeah.
Cool, dude. All right, you made your point.
Bye.
You tweeted it out. People
can
retweet.
We don't
like
need you
it,
at the game.
Whatever you got to do. And you save everybody $200K and you get to sit at home.
Uh-huh. And it's not going to end. They're going to keep doing this
so
thing.
Stupid.
So it's like, all right, then never go to a game again. Bye.
And it's losing. The thing is, all the protests, it's becoming so contrived because social media is like wildflower. I'm so obsessed with Tom Petty dying. I'm even quoting his songs without knowing it. Wildfire. That it's going to kind of desensitize you to why the protests are happening.
Right.
You're going to lose the origins of it all because everyone's doing their own form of protest or commenting on it. And then you just get oversaturated and then you just
move
on.
Well, now there's just a million memes that say what they want to say about the protests that are completely incorrect. That
totally incorrect.
Today, you know, today's generation views memes as news. So it's already been manipulated, this entire protest and reason behind it.
Do you like condoms? Speaking of birth control.
I don't like condoms, but I use them all the time.
You use them all the time.
I hate them, actually.
You got to keep the old honeypot free and clear.
I hate condoms. I fucking hate them.
So are you telling me, because we've had this conversation, are you telling me you found a condom wrapper in one of your fuck buddy's sheets? Are you saying this?
I'm saying this.
You did.
I did.
Did you get mad?
No.
Well, cool. I don't feel like
you But I thought about it because I'm just not. I am very, it is what it is.
Do you think
I compartmentalize very well. And to be honest, there's a 50-50 chance it could have been one of ours, and I could just be jumping to conclusions because I'm crazy.
How often do you fuck your fuck buddy?
It really depends on my schedule.
He's a man.
He's a man. Uh-huh. It could be...
And he lives near you.
Twice a week. It could be twice a month.
Is a fuck buddy, how much percentage of it is the good sex and how much percentage of it is accessibility?
Shit, man. It might be 50-50.
50-50, right?
Yeah.
Because that's part of
you
it.
You don't want a fuck buddy that's, you know,
too
an
far
hour
away. It takes work.
Right. This is supposed to be convenient for your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And not interfere with your schedule and lifestyle.
I had this fuck buddy. She was Tuesday. She was my Tuesday.
She was Tuesday.
I feel a real scumbag. Anyways.
That was very Charlie Sheen of you.
So she was from Curacao. And Curacao is very similar to like Brazilian.
Mm-hmm.
Really beautiful woman, like really great ass, like really, but had an accent that I thought was cute in the beginning. And then as time wore on, it got kind of annoying. It was very like whisper Latin, like, so juicy, so juicy, so juicy, so toasty, juicy. Very like.
I can see how that could be sexy and annoying.
In the beginning, it was very sexy. She would come over Tuesdays, she cut my hair. And she
That's
gave
cute.
The greatest blowjob. And she gave a really great. It was unbelievable. Like, it was magical.
A haircut and a blowjob.
It was
on
like one
Tuesdays.
Of the great. Unbelievable. And she had this. She was really tiny, which. There's something about really tiny girls.
They're, like, I'm about spinners.
Well, yeah. And I'm 6 feet, so I'm not small. I'm like a tall-ish guy. And she was so little. And I remember her just like being able to curl up in this little ball when she was like going down. It was just like a really great scenario. Anyway. So one time. One time I was sleeping with other women and she knew that. We weren't like, so was she. She was sleeping with other people. But one time I was laying down in the bed and she was in between my legs and she pulled out, like there was a hair on my leg and she pulled out this really long blonde hair. And she was not blonde.
Oh yeah. You can always find hair in a guy's bed. Always. Always.
And she
if you're looking
like,
for it, you'll find it.
She just like stretched it out. And it was really long. I was like,
like this is not mine
super,
or yours.
And I'm super clean. So I was like, how the fuck?
Because hair gets
everywhere.
Like glitter.
And I remember looking at me and going like, and she was always so cool, but I saw her have rage for about a minute in her eyes. And I was like, oh man. That's when I realized, oh, she probably likes me more than she's letting on. Because she's upset. Even though she knows.
Right.
And she kept like, we kept doing what we had to do that night.
Mm-hmm.
But it was never the same after that.
No, it was in the back of her mind.
We had to have a talk.
Yeah.
So you're saying you didn't have to have a talk.
No, I just kind of like made a joke about it. And he just looked at me like I was ridiculous. And I think, again, 50% chance that it was one of our own rappers from before. And 50% chance that... Because I think that if you are, like, I might be the only person he's sleeping with. And so that you, if you're only sleeping with one person, you can be pretty careless.
I don't know about that. I mean, it's a rapper. Maybe because I'm OCD. It's a wrapper. I can't have...
I know.
I don't leave, like, Skittle wrappers in my bed or
no,
anything.
No, well,
you know?
It seems like it was on the floor, like, got brushed under the bed thing.
Okay.
And so it was kind of like, oh, it's this, you know? But it really could have been one of our own. Or it could have not been. Either way, it's a fuck-buddy situation, and I wasn't going to ruin the night with a conversation that didn't need to take place.
So you weren't mad.
But... I just imagine being any other female in that position.
And thinking that
any
maybe.
One of my girlfriends would have lost their fucking shit. My friends would have lost their shit.
Why?
They would have. Because, I don't know, because we're all fucking crazy. I just, like, I control my crazy for relationships.
Well, what's
the save
logic?
All of my crazy up for relationships.
Yeah, that's why you keep ruining
and
them.
And then, it's true. And then
you're gonna ruin this
when I'm in a relationship.
Like.
If I found I'd be like, what the fuck is this?
I'm
I
the closest thing you have to a relationship right now. So if you know someone else isn't, this is what's weird, because guys do the same thing. It's not a girl thing. Guys think, they always want to think they're the only one.
Oh, guys would absolutely
guys
lose
think
their shit.
Are,
if they saw a condom wrapper in their girl's bed or in a girl's bed, they'd be like, what the fuck?
I admit when I was younger, I would have a hard time.
Yeah.
Because I was not evolved.
Right.
Now, I would be like, why are you not filming this and sending it to me? Why are we not double teaming you? Like, I just.
Right.
Cause
well,
sexuality,
if it was more likely, I would be upset because I wasn't invited.
Sure. I'm always upset when I'm not invited.
That's why I feel like, I don't know, I feel like he would have just said something if it was. He just looked at me like, you're being ridiculous. Like, it was probably one of our own.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I don't know about that.
Even if
it wasn't,
it's just not worth an argument.
I agree. So
but
you're saying
no,
women...
my friends would have absolutely argued that. If I said this to my friends will listen to the show and be like, what the fuck? There was a condom wrapper. Oh, forget it. Forget it. They would lose their mind.
I've been with quite a few Latin women and I had a
Dominican... Oh yeah, get mad for no reason.
I've told the story.
You feel
before,
like it.
I think. But this Dominican girl I used to work with set me up with two of her friends, and one of them, she was really, really hot. But her voice was so deep, and it was just like, you
like a
she's
smoker
like straight
deep?
From no, like oh. Straight from DR, like Cookie Monster deep, like
what the fuck?
You're so sexy, like it's like a really bar. And the thing is, the voice was so deep, I couldn't get it up. I was like kind of weird about there's something about it. I don't know what it was. I couldn't get it up, and she was holding my sad limp penis, and was just like, what is this? What is this? And I remember just feeling like, Jesus Christ, I gotta eat.
Ike eso.
It was like an ike eso. It was very deep. And I gotta get her out of here. I can only imagine if 50 wrappers of condoms fell out of the
shit. Oh my God, forget it. You'd be dead. You'd be dead. Her cousin would bury you somewhere, never to be found again.
Yeah. I stand tall with that, though. I could have a good fight with you and then fuck you after and everything's all right. That's the thing. Everything can be all right. It just takes a big fight and then you fuck and then that's the only thing
in relationships, that's why I let my crazy go, because sometimes that stupid fight leads somewhere great. But at the end of it, they're just like, you're insane. I'm like,
I
know, and you love it.
For that. I have no time.
I'm safer out of relationships.
I think you are.
I'm safer. I control my crazy.
Yeah, well,
I save it all up for that special one.
I talk to you a lot lately now because of the show, and I don't know if you save it. I think it's there still.
You get to hear about it.
Yeah, I do.
You poor, unfortunate person.
Janet Jackson's on tour again. I was thinking about buying tickets, and I didn't. I don't know.
I'm really out of the loop on Janet Jackson. You brought up this topic, and I'm like, so she had her baby?
She had a baby.
Because like, when did it happen? Were there pictures?
Recently, I don't know. They're like,
I miss this whole thing.
Family. I'm a
it's the strangest family in the planet.
Michael Jackson fan, right? Like, I know all the family's names. I know all the brothers and sisters. I don't quite know all the cousins. There's like 50 of them, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The nieces and nephews, but I like Janet Jackson. But if someone went to a concert and they sent me the video. This was a couple years back.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, she has to sing to a track because she dances a lot. Part of seeing her is you got to see the dance moves.
Absolutely.
And this is why I wanted to talk to you about this, because you used to go-go and you're a great dancer.
Thank you.
And we're not the same age, you're younger than me, but we're in the vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
I remember every girl in like junior high in that If video, remember? If
yes.
I was still a woman.
Yes.
But they were fucking, they were, the bald guy's head. Remember, she was like uh-huh. sitting in a chair and the bald guy was, I just remember just whacking off to that. And I think this is what, I tend to be partial to anyone I've ever masturbated to. Like, uh-huh. I don't know if you remember the show The Grind on MTV. It was Eric Nice. And it was like, it was supposed to be a ripoff of like Soul Train, but for the 90s kids. Okay. And I remember they play a lot of Janet Jackson and the dance moves and everything. So when I looked at this story where Janet Jackson invites Jenna Dewan, do you know Jenna Dewan Tatum? Do you know who this woman is?
Yes.
Who
she
is
was
she?
The girl from the Step Up movies with Channing Tatum. She married Tatum. That's where Tatum comes from. They're the sexiest couple ever to live.
So she's married to Channing Tatum.
Yes, that's where she gets the Tatum last name from.
Oh, okay. Now
which pisses
together.
Everyone off because why are they so fucking good looking? Why can they both dance so well? Like, fuck you guys. Seriously, fuck you guys. And also call me because I get so up in that. It's not even funny.
You heard here first.
Oh my God, call me Tatum family.
So she's hot. And I didn't know this, but she was a background for Rhythm Nation. She was, like, touring with
Janet. I didn't know that either until you brought up this topic, yeah. And I was like, holy shit, she's been, like, she's done so much.
This story just got way more interesting. I thought I didn't do my homework here, but now that I know she's Tatum's wife, now this all
yes.
comes together.
Yes, you should see them on, like, you should see them on shows together. And oh, their sexual energy is fantastic.
Well, I mean, both dancers, you gotta,
I know,
you gotta
I know.
See that. I knew a guy, I actually knew a guy, he's gay. He danced background for Janet Jackson. I sent him a picture of my penis. I was drunk and stuff I do when I'm drunk.
Why did you
asks.
Send a dick pic? Because
I am flattered. When any,
Fuck.
I have been easily
haven't
flattered.
Haven't we gone over this?
I this
God
year
damn it.
5, 6, 7, 8
all
years
right,
ago.
Now that I'm in your life,
ago.
There's no more
no,
dick pics.
No, it was 8 years. I don't send them anymore. It was 8 years ago.
If you're going to, tell me first so I can talk you out of it.
It was 8 years ago. And it was because he was hitting on me and he was being very, very flattering about my looks. And I was very insecure then, more so aww. Than I am now. So I said, here's a gift. Anyways, the guy knows all the dance moves. That's the whole point of the story. He knows the dance moves. So this brought back a lot of memories because I was trying to tell Lux this. There was a shirt mm-hmm. for her tour. Do you know this shirt now? Did you look it up?
I did
shirt.
Not look up this shirt. How do you masturbate to a t-shirt?
Well, come on. It's the image. Jeez. This is before the internet. I was eighth grade.
All right.
So here's
I think it makes more sense to me now.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
you were in eighth grade and it was before
I was
internet.
Before
fine.
The internet. I didn't hold the shirt and put it on the bed.
No, but did you like you created a fantasy in your head about the image on the t-shirt? All right.
So here's the fucking, where is the shirt? Okay. So there's a really famous shirt.
I think
her.
I know the image you're talking about, but I want to see
it. It was on the
it.
Cover of the Rolling Stone, and then they made it into a
yes.
shirt. It's a man's hands covering
yes.
topless Janet, and she looks unreal in
beautiful
it.
Beautiful shot.
So there was a girl in my class who wore this shirt once. Mm-hmm. This is kind of low-life place I come from. She's fucking 13 years old. Her parents let her out with this shirt on.
Yeah,
so,
really.
I remember
beautiful
seeing this
image.
Shirt, losing it, and just putting in the old spank bank, as they say.
Yeah.
And then masturbating to it. And it's an amazing shirt.
It is.
That's
it's
all
an
I'm
amazing,
trying to say.
Amazing image.
It's an amazing image. And Lux was like, why would you do that?
I think it's a great, actually, coming full circle, I think it's a great feminist
it is.
Image.
It really is.
We wear bras for support.
Yeah.
Right? In this image, she's wearing a man's hands. And he's kind of like, I got you.
I got, like, that's what every time I grab a woman's breasts, I'm saying to you.
I got you.
I got you. We should redo that shirt. That should be the new graphic
the new
for the show.
The new logo for our show.
Is my hands on your boobs going, I got you.
I got you.
Hey, kid, I got you.
You don't need a bra. I got you.
You don't need no bra.
I support you.
Old Joshy got you. You need no bra.
We're totally going to recreate that photo. Except
let's
my face is just going to have like my eyes rolled up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, roll your eyes like you always
fucking
do.
Fucking idiot.
And then
like,
my face will have a huge smile.
And you'll be on the side.
Just
like. With a big cheesy smile.
We just nailed it.
Like,
you heard
great.
It here first, folks. That'd be great.
This is going to happen.
Because we got to make a new graphic for the show now that you're on it.
Right. Perfect.
Fuck. That's good. Can't wait. Can't wait to make that graphic. It's going to be phenomenal.
Oh, I can wait. I can wait.
Anytime. But I have to, I possibly have to touch you. You're always like, I can wait.
I'm like, here we go.
Here we go again.
Oh, Josh.
Joshy's problems. So do you know this if dance where she just, do you know that dance? Can you learn that dance?
I mean, I just know that part, really. That's all I remember.
She's not.
I used to know it.
Can you learn it again?
Like 15 years ago.
Can we shoot a video of you doing that dance?
I could totally learn it again.
Let's do that. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to recreate a graphic for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to make you learn that dance. So the next time we're together, that'll be one of our posts for Broken Tail Dog.
Totally. We're doing it.
It's going to happen.
It's a great challenge. I think it's awesome.
Make a note.
That's why I have my pen.
Yeah. She's like,
I'm like five.
I didn't even know Lux knew how to write.
And notes. Me neither.
She's just fucking doodling.
I mean, smartphones are ruining me because I can't spell anymore. But I still prefer to write over type.
Well, good for you.
Because I'm that old.
Yeah. Make a stand. Do me a favor, plug where everyone can find you.
You can find me on Instagram, Lux, L-U-X, Suicide, Lux Suicide, one word. You can find me on Patreon, www.com.
Let's make some stuff for Patreon,
I mean, dot Patreon, /LuxSuicide.com.
Yes.
We should,
We gotta figure something out.
No, we have to do fun stuff with Merge.
I'm so pumped.
Me too. I'm pumped to record fun things.
I'm excited. All right, so at Josh Ricardo, you got to go follow the page, at Broken Tail Dog. Lux will be with me for the future. It is on.
The future is now.
Lux Suicide, Josh Ricardo, the Broken Tail Dog show is taking off. So make sure you guys, not only that, you subscribe. It's really important for you to subscribe. It's time to blow the show up. We're on Laughable, we're on SoundCloud, and we're also on iTunes. You need to subscribe. You need to tell a friend. Let's blow this shit up. 2018, we're going right into it hardcore. We're hitting the ground running. This is our first week with Lux. Stay Woo-hoo. Tuned. And we love you guys. And you can always email the show, brokentailed@gmail.com. And we will read your emails on the air. If you need any advice from Lux, sex advice, anything, we will take care of that as well. And we're really looking forward to you joining us on this journey. Right, Lux?
Yeah, I can't wait.